Bear Podcast 489.
It involves showing of more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of gay.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted.
You think he's closeted?
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
It's Thanksgiving.
The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and junk.
Just that, I saw it on Facebook.
Do some sexting with
you're me. Listening to BearPodcast.com.
And then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It's been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray. And this is episode 489.
Yes.
Only 11 more, Maynard.
11 more.
We'll be
to episode 500.
500.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. What are we going to do?
October 7th is... Wait, today's October 7th?
Monday was.
October 8th. Sorry. We're recording this on October 8th.
I always like the week that we're recording it. So.
That's right. Because we used to record on Mondays. Now we're doing it on Tuesdays. So it's just a lot easier. Okay, so it's been a crazy week for me. Yeah, how about you, Ray?
I don't know. Work's been busy. Other than that, you know, fiddled around the house this weekend. Did a bunch of housework, fixing stuff, like replacing wall outlets and switches that are broken and fixing gates so dogs can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing Manny because he got out and got away from us the other night. And we had to go run the neighborhood in the dark trying to find his little scrawny ass.
He's so cute.
He's so cute, but if you don't watch it, he's gone in a heartbeat. So got his little butt chipped the other day. So if he gets away, if somebody scans him, they at least know where he's supposed to belong to, I hope.
Yeah.
And I guess that's it. Come up here to play Cards with Humanity with you, Sarah, tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we had a
celebrated
small get-together.
Yeah. Jerry's birthday.
Oh, you did?
With,
that's
with
right.
The crew. Mm-hmm. Saturday at lunch.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jerry. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, hung around with Robbie and went to Home Depot and all that fun stuff, exciting mm-hmm. stuff. So.
Yeah, that's good. Actually, before I do my update, I want to do a few shout-outs, actually. To my friend David, hope you're getting better soon. And... hope you're, you know, get your butt up in bed first. Okay. Get your butt in bed first.
I'm sure his butt's in bed a lot.
Yes, just relax and just take it easy, and then we'll see you soon. I'll see you soon when you're all set. Okay? So get well soon. Okay. Okay, so just a few updates on my side. Actually that's the Saturday. Mike and I went to the Apple store. For the first time, Mike and I went to an Apple store to actually get support. Mm-hmm. The first time to actually go online and schedule an Apple support, you know. Just
which store did y'all go to?
With the Galleria.
Did you go to the one at the Galleria or Highland Park?
Galleria.
So you didn't go to like the master all glass store that's over in Highland
Village.
Is there
one? I didn't
see
that.
Yes, that's the superstore. That's all. It's like it's all big glass box. It kind of looks like
a
mat case. And, yeah, it's over in Highland Village.
Well, we went there. On the way there, we saw Steve.
Okay. Yeah, he said he ran
into
him.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, he did remind us about the lunch for Jerry, but then we can't because we have had that appointment.
So what was wrong with Mike's phone?
The home button on the phone doesn't work for him. It didn't work for a while, so they replaced it. So I was kind of talking to the guy at the Genius Bar, Maybe you have the new iPhone 5C or the 5S. You know, swap it out. And if they say, you know, you need to add $100 more or something like that, then okay. Then Mike will have the latest phone. They said they don't have that yet for replacements. They do have a buffer for phones that are for replacements, just in case this happens. Yeah. So that's what happened to Mike. We just had to replace it. So Mike got, I guess, a new...
Yeah, I saw him post it. I didn't work at Apple Store. I guess there's a lot of hot Asian guys there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. The people who go there, there are people who are, you know, geniuses there. There's a Genius Bar who are Asians, and some are Asians coming in as customers who could probably work there.
There's always some cute guys at Apple Store, mm-hmm. either working or visiting.
Oh, yeah, there are some bears, too. There are lots of bears. Bear clientele and bear... geniuses there. So it's fun. Anyway, from there, we did go home and we got ready for the party because we had to watch the Ohio State University versus
who won?
Northwest Wildcats. OSU won.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. OSU won by 10 points. It was, 34. OSU was 34. And Northwestern was 30. And it's just can you call this one?
Field goal.
Field goal. No, not that field goal. Just one touchdown from Northwest would have lost. But it was 5 seconds, 34 to 30. And they fumbled the ball somehow. And OSU got the ball and went to, and got a touchdown. So that's an interception.
Yeah.
So, they won.
Cool.
Yeah. It's fun it's fun to watch, especially with Mike. And we had friends over, so we played Cards Against Humanity. Mm-hmm. Just like we said. It's been our favorite so far. And we had a lot of fun.
Who finally won that? Did Wayne's sisters win?
No. Wayne won.
What?
Wayne won.
Figures.
He knows everyone. But you know what's funny? Your sister. I haven't heard of, it's rare for me to find.
She had to Google smegma, wasn't it?
Yeah, she didn't know what smegma means and what queefing means. So it was fun. It was funny to explain. I can't believe I'm explaining it to a lady. So
she's a lady.
Yeah. So I had to say the clinical term. The clinical term for queefing is flatulence of the vagina, right? So you have to be, Have you seen that before? Probably not.
I don't know. There's this, I ain't gonna go.
You don't want to go there? Oh my God.
There's some things even I won't touch.
Oh yeah, okay. Right.
Anymore.
That's something I've never seen any. Just probably on some podcasts. Well, not here, but not podcasts, but some porn I've seen maybe. Okay, Ray. So let's go on with our topics for this week.
Our movie and TV this week. So we got some movies that are coming out. The fall season started at the movies. This weekend, Gravity opened. Have you seen it yet?
No, last weekend. No, I haven't. Have you seen it?
No, not yet. So
we have to see it. We have to watch it.
But if any of y'all have been hiding under a rock, Gravity is about Dr. Ryan Sloan, who's played by Sandra Bullock, is a brilliant medical engineer on her first shuttle mission with veteran astronaut Matt Kowalski, George Clooney, in command of his last flight before retiring. But on a seemingly route spacewalk, disaster strikes. The shuttle is destroyed, leaving Stone and Kowalski completely alone, tethered to nothing but each other and spiraling into blackness. The deafening silence tells them they have lost any link to Earth and any chance of rescue. As fear turns to panic, every gulp of air eats away at what little oxygen is left. But the only way home may be to go further out into the terrifying expanse of space.
You know, that's really interesting. If you get caught like that, what's going to happen? You're dead.
Everybody that's reviewed this movie said this is the reason that movies are supposed to be made and people go to see them, because it's an incredible movie. So I want to see it. I want to see how good it is. They said NASA said it's very realistic in the way it's filmed and what they do and stuff. So it's going to be very interesting, but
don't you think it will scare all those astronaut wannabes, kids?
Well, I mean, you got to look at it this way. Anytime you get in that space or anything going out, hell, you get in an airplane, you don't know if you're going to get off. But, yeah, I mean, you go into outer space, I mean, you're there.
It's the same argument. If you ride a car and you go in a car crash, are you going to ride a car again? Yeah. If you ride a plane, if it's in a crash, are you going to ride a plane again? So it's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I see. But, yeah, it'd be cool. Go to space.
Yeah.
There's so many risks.
I know.
Yeah. I like to see it. I've been looking forward to see it. And,
as soon as I get my money raised, I'm going to build my own Firefly. So, bring it to space. All right. Another movie that's coming out this week is Metallica Through the Never.
Thank you for posting this, because this is for me. I want to watch this.
I want to watch this because I like Metallica.
I like Metallica.
The film marries groundbreaking footage and editing techniques with a narrative in which the band crew member, played by Dane DeHaan, is sent out on a mission during Metallica's roaring live set in front of a sold-out arena. While on this mission, he unexpectedly has his life turned completely upside down.
Wow.
And it's all done in Metallica music, so it's got to be awesome. So we'll have to go check that out, too.
It's the first time I've watched
it. Check it out, because I think that's one of those as they do like on a Thursday night at the movie theater or something. So we'll
yeah, check. I think it's a Fathom Events thing.
Fathom Event thing. Yeah. So we'll check that out. So okay, and then that. This weekend, Romeo and Juliet is coming out. I don't know, but most people in my age group remember the Romeo and Juliet that was made in 1968, and we watched it. And when you went to high school, you got to get had to take a note home for your parents to get them to sign off that you could watch it because it had a boob in it.
Just one.
Because there's this scene between her and Romeo after they've where they are sleeping together, and she's naked, which today is nothing compared to back when I was in high school. That was like, oh my god,
oh my god, I see a boob.
So
I saw but they've an remade ankle. It. Oh my god.
Romeo and Juliet's William Shakespeare's epic and searing tale of love is revitalized on the screen by writer Julian Fellowes and director Carlos Carilli. An ancient story from the world's most renowned author is reimagined for the 21st century. This adaptation is told in the lush, traditional settings it was written.
So do you think there's going to be a lot of sex in this one?
I don't know. It'd
be they're going to have to
Well, you know, they've done a couple different remakes of it and set it in modern times. Would like because Leonardo DiCaprio played Romeo at one point and some chick and it was like a gang war thing and it's the same thing. That's what in the hell West Side Story is based off was Romeo and Juliet. So
they're gonna have to change this a little because I remember the story of Romeo and Juliet. They were really like 13, 14 years old.
Well, I mean that's normal age back then. I mean most women back then got married at 12, 13, 14, 15. You're an old maid. You can forget it.
Oh wow.
So okay. And most of the guys got married by the time they were 16, 17 and. You were an adult by then because you were dead at 40. So,
oh, that's right because the life expenses is not so high back then.
That's right. So,
yeah.
Also coming out this weekend is a movie I want to go see. It's called Captain Phillips. Follows the true story of Captain Richard Phillips, played by Tom Hanks, and the 209 hijacking by Somali pirates of the U.S. flagged MV Marquess Alabama, the first American cargo ship to be hijacked in 200 years.
Oh, wow.
So, and I've been seeing the previews for this, and I mentioned it because Robbie's dad is a sea captain, or a retired sea captain. And
He was a skipper?
He was a skipper. He was the skipper, yeah.
Oh.
He was the captain of one of the largest American vessels at the time, I think, when he retired. So.
I see.
And then Robbie's brother is also a captain.
He's a skipper, too.
So, it's been interesting to go take them to see this movie and watch it play out and see how realistic it is. Because I showed them Battleship.
Uh-huh.
They laughed their ass off because they were like, you can't do that shit with a ship. It would snap the keel and do this.
But it's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. I know. So it's fun. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then our other big TV thing is, of course, this Sunday, Walking Dead comes back.
That's something that Ray has been waiting for a long time. Me too, actually. I kind of stopped reading the comic books. I haven't read for months.
Well, I haven't read it for months, but I go back and wait till like 4 or 5 months have gone by,
and then
I'll go read them through because they're short. I mean, they're only like 20 pages, so yeah,
I'll probably do that
through pretty quick.
There.
So
okay, but so those are the entertainment.
That's the entertainment this week. So mm-hmm. Other than us,
yes. Okay.
All right, Maynard, tell us about some bear events.
Let's do some bear events. Okay, so before we go to the bear events, I would like to remind you guys, if you guys have an event or your club has an event you want to promote, email us at events@bearpodcast.com so we could talk about it in the show, maybe have you on the show if you're willing to be on the show. So it'd be great. So events@bearpodcast.com. First event is Feast Express here in Cameron, Texas on November 1st. So enjoy a weekend of camping and a feast in the woods, highlighted with some of the fantastic food served in the wonderful dining cars of the first class in the United States over the
years. First class trains.
First class trains. Each meal will feature specialties from a different train. So this is actually sponsored by the Trinity River Bears in conjunction with Fire Dancers Houston. So their websites, you can sign up if you want to. If you're in Texas, you want to eat. That's what bears do, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be at, FireDancersHouston.com and TrinityRiverBears.com. All right, so next event is actually Hibernation. I have been there. Last time I was there was 2009, and I was there with Jeffrey G., remember?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Hibernation 19. And they have a theme. Of course, you always have a theme. The Nightmare Before Hibernation. So Halloween takes over Hibernation. Join us in St. Louis for this event, The Nightmare Before Hibernation, October 31st to November 3rd. Register online early for the best deal and get started on your costumes. Of course, if it's Halloween,
Yeah.
It's going to be all costumes. Okay, so to sign up, go to hibernation.org.
Okay, I got one thing before we jump into the Gay, the Geek, and Bizarre. At the end of the month, my beloved mother is coming to visit.
Oh, my God. Mama.
And she doesn't know it yet, but she's going to be on the show. So if y'all have any questions for her, and don't be gross.
Don't be gross.
You can send them to showatbearpodcast.com. Yes. Or you can call the voice message line 206-222-2327 and leave us a message, and we'll ask her the question when we interview her she comes to town.
We'll let her listen to the voicemail.
That's right. And that way she can answer your questions about me. And what a wonderful child I've been all my life.
Okay, that's cool.
Anyway, so do that. She'll be here the week. She'll be here Halloween. She'll be here for Halloween. So we'll record it that week sometime and have it probably on the next week's show, the first show in November. So.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, on to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
This is interesting. I like this
article. Okay. The gay this week. Now, I had this in the bizarre and Maynard moved it because I thought this shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy. Crazy. But here we go.
It's more realistic for me.
So. 5 Signs Your Husband is Gay by Matthew Kaiser. And this was published on May 22nd, 2007. But it's still popping up in current news stuff. I thought this was kind of funny that it popped up because I was on a current news page and it popped up at the bottom about 5 signs your husband's gay. And they have 5 signs that your husband's gay, but they actually give 7. So I thought that was funny after I got reading it. So anyway, you can follow the link.
Yeah, put the link. Okay.
But here's the article, and this is just narrowing it all down. One of the worst fears you have as a married woman is to one day find out that your husband is gay. Regardless of society's level of acceptance of homosexuality, the thought of your spouse being gay is one that brings sadness and disappointment. Okay. No woman wants to discover her husband is gay. But here are the 7, which were supposed to be 5, things to watch out for.
Okay.
Number 1, effeminate qualities. Remember that effeminate qualities in a man do not necessarily mean that he's gay. So it is wise to rule out some of the stereotypes often associated with gay men, such as having a lisp or carrying himself in a certain way.
This is like Michelle Bachmann's husband, right?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Okay. All right.
Number 2, too sensitive. Another sign people often associate with a man being homosexual is his tendency to be overly sensitive or caring.
Oh, honey. Okay? Have you eaten already?
Number 3, extreme homophobic behavior. One thing to look for is extreme homophobic behavior. If your husband turns almost military angry when confronted by someone who is gay, it may indicate that your husband is gay. This doesn't make sense at first, but a deeper analysis will explain why.
There's a lot of reality in this one because people, I think, I've heard of those studies that if you are really homophobic, you are really gay inside.
Gay inside, yeah. So.
Okay. Yep.
Number 4, homosexual pornography. It is now easier than ever to gain access to all types of pornography. Because it's also possible to track what people are viewing, is widely considered a risk to view online material that is deemed to be inappropriate in one's particular setting.
So what he's doing is, when he goes to XTube and he logs in, he makes sure that I'm a man, and the both are clicked there. I like men and women. When you do that, he's just doing the women part just to make it, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
make it interesting. But yeah, he's probably gay.
Okay. Number 5, which is supposed to be the last one. Phone calls from men. Your husband may also be receiving an inordinate amount of phone calls from men. If they are men you do not know or men that your husband does not willing bring to your attention, such as an old friend from high school who happened to get in touch with him, be concerned.
Mm-hmm. So if it's what if it's like a bromance thing? Hey, we're going to watch football. We're going to watch football at our place.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. Most of this shit is so generic. I mean, I know straight people that could hit every one of these and they're still not gay.
Yeah, that's true.
So here's number 6. Well, there was only 5. Too much time with one man. Guys typically do not like to hang out with each other unless it's a group setting. Too much alone time with one man is a sign that perhaps your husband is gay.
You see,
so people would assume that I'm gay because I hang out with you all the time.
That's right. So if we hang out together a lot, that means we're gay. Wait a second. Well, like what, I said earlier, I mean, with the format,
I know a lot of guys that have best friends and they hang out and go to football games and do all this stuff, and they're not gay. Well, at least I don't know if they are, but you know. But apparently, this article, they are.
Maybe if they don't do the sucking, they're not gay.
That's right.
They're the receiving end. But if you're getting it from behind, you're the receiving end at that point. Then you'd really be gay, right?
But as long as you don't come, it's not gay.
Oh, if you don't come, it's not gay.
Yeah, okay. That's right. So, okay.
All right.
And then number 7, not sexually interested in you. Another sign that may suggest you have a problem on your hands that your husband suddenly loses sexual interest in you. My God, maybe I'm straight.
Maybe I'm straight. Maybe you're straight.
Be careful not to approach your spouse in an accusatory manner, despite how worried you may be that he is gay. Hopefully you have the means and the fortitude to handle the situation with grace and dignity. People make mistakes. If your husband made the mistake of marrying you when he knew he was gay, you will eventually need to forgive him. I thought this is the stupidest damn article I've ever read in my life. That's why I put it in the bazaar.
That's why it's, you put it in the bazaar. Because half this shit
applies to most normal people in the world, and I'm just like...
Yeah, that's true. So it should have been really bizarre, right? But the other article that we'll be reading is really bizarre for me in general, well, too, right?
So
okay, so I know people. I have friends. I know a couple. They're best friends in high school. And then they kind of turned out, you know, a guy and girl. And the guy has been gay all along. And then they thought that since they're best friends, they should marry, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she would change him, something like that. So
they always think they can change you. No. They can't.
And then they know
you cannot change man. He may make sacrifices and do stuff differently to be with you because he loves you, but you can't change him.
Yeah. So they do love each other. They're really, really good friends. They kind of, they're almost not like husband and wife. They're like best friends. So it's kind of weird.
That's why a lot of women marry gay men. Because they're the best friends. I mean,
mm-hmm. And then
the couple people that I know that were married, they married their high school sweetheart because they were best friends. They got along. They had kids. And then he finally said, you know, I can't do this anymore. I'm gay. And she's like, okay, just. As long as we got the kids, no. Keep mm-hmm. their parents up. They're fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess that's that really happens, right? You know people too, right? So yeah, they did break up, they even had divorce and everything. My
maybe we need to call Dave's ex-wife and see if she read this article.
That's right. Oh my God.
Dave, we need to talk to your wife.
That's right, Dave. We're gonna do that. Okay, so yeah, those questions, yeah, it is a stupid article, but
so, and it goes on and on, and I just cut out most of the stupidity, but you'll find the link on the notes, so you can go read it yourself.
All right, let's go with the geek. This geek is actually, of course, it's about a watch. So here we go.
Swatch watch.
Was Samsung's Galaxy Gear Spot inspired by Apple's iPhones? Hello?
So this is Galaxy's G-Spot?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Actually, a 1-minute commercial about this by Samsung. They showed all these movies and TV shows where they have these watches that they talk to, like Knight Rider, Dick Tracy. Who else? Star Trek. Even William Shatner had one. Yeah, so things like that. So, and then they had the Galaxy Gear. Okay, so over the weekend, I guess that's the weekend, Samsung began airing a series of spots about the Galaxy Gear smartwatch, mostly as an introduction to the product. There was a simple spot with a series of futuristic wristband gadgets presented solo, and a supercut spot which combined shots of those gadgets in use from classic science fiction TVs and movies. So the spot is very effective. I think so too. Some are calling it Samsung's best commercial ever, which I think could very well be true. The clips are chosen with a good mix of cartoons and live action offerings. There's Knight Rider's Michael Knight speaking to his talking cars, Captain Kirk using a rare wrist-mounted version of the traditional communicator, and of course the oft-referenced Dick Tracy and his two-way radio. So that's
Dick.
It's a Dick with a watch. Dick with the watch.
Dick watch. It's a Dick watch.
Mm-hmm. It's a Dick watch. Okay. I know I have a title for the show now. Okay. So, yeah, it's we actually have friends, our guests. We called some people to talk about this Samsung Galaxy Gear. And this first phone call is with Mark.
Hey, Mark. Give us a call.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Ooh, what's up, guys?
Yay, it's Mark and Ray here. Hey, Nerd and Ray here, Mark. I screwed that up.
Mark and Ray.
Mark and Ray. Yes.
It's the Bear on Bear show tonight.
It's a Bear on Bear, yeah. Okay, so I wanted to ask you about, you know, just your opinion on the new Samsung Galaxy Gear or any kind of these devices that are, you know, on your wrist that hooks up with your phone, so it runs Android. And what do you think of these devices? Does it have any appeal to you?
You know, yeah, I think there's a future for them. But, you know, phones are getting, you know, they're finally coming down to a size where, like, somewhere between a 4 and a 5 inch screen, and they're packing so much into these phones that do we really need all that in a watch? That's what I've been thinking.
Well, I think that's what that's going to happen is the watch is going to replace the phone.
Yeah, you would think so, but, you know, people love their big old screens too. And, you know, the Galaxy Note, that kind of proves that. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is this watch is actually meant to pair with the Galaxy Note 3, the new Galaxy Note that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And eventually they will update it. The other phones, the S3, the S4, and the Galaxy Note 2 will also be able to pair with it.
Oh.
But that's the way it's built now. It's actually built to actually pair with phones and share files between the two.
Oh, it's really for pairing. It's just that it's expensive. To me, I don't know. I have both phones. I have an iPhone. I have a Galaxy phone, Galaxy X4, and I don't know.
Because he's bi.
I'm bi phones.
Well, put it this way: a Galaxy Note 3, when it comes out, it's going to be probably somewhere between $650 to $700, you know, off a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And the watch itself was going to be $300. So if someone has $1,000, they want to shell out mm-hmm. for first generation hardware.
You're right. Because it's $300 for that and $600 plus for that for the phone, Galaxy S3, mm-hmm. Galaxy S Note 3, and then the Gear is, yeah, you'll be shelling out $1,000. But, you know, people are going to be, you know.
Early adopters.
Early adopters for it, yeah. Okay, yeah. So for you personally, is this something that you would buy yourself? Is it something that you like at all?
You know, I love gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think I would buy this now, but I do believe that maybe a year or two that they're going to come out with something that's a little cooler and doesn't necessarily need a phone to connect to.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see getting something like this in the future.
I see. Okay. Wow. That's awesome. Wow. So that's something that I personally don't like watches, but I don't know. Well, let's see second gen, right? Let's look at second gen.
I'm telling you, when it's four-inch screen here on my wrist.
Yeah, that's what Ray wants.
I can dial. It's like my, and I can do that now on my phone. I can make a thing to put it there, but it's a little buggy.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine showing people pictures on my watch.
You're right.
Well, so you'll just be able to take them and do like that, and it'll push them up on the screen you're at.
Oh, that's cool. It's like just like on Iron Man or
Hawaii Five-0. Or Hawaii Five-0. Push it out, like.
Or you can watch porn on your watch. What if you accidentally, you know, you're watching porn and then you accidentally swipe it and then it shows porn while you're in the bus or in the plane?
Oh, yeah.
What a hairy hole. Oh, yeah. You know, that would be the most inconspicuous way to watch porn, though.
True.
Yeah. I can't wait for people having
a... Or maybe they can develop a projector for the watch that you can sit it there and project up on a wall.
Yeah, well...
That's not far off. They have phones.
Phones that they do that already. Oh, yeah, hook up to the phone. Yeah, the Pico projector. They can do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Mark is not now, but in the future, yes. Okay. So
I could see within maybe a year and a half, 2 years, maybe when they've kind of come around to the third generation hardware versions. You know,
mm-hmm.
and.
Okay.
They're going to be blinging them out soon, so that'll be more attractive to people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They might come out with an ice watch watch.
Ice sweat watch?
Ice watch.
Ice watch.
You know, I remember when
the swatch one.
Very.
Popular. Oh, you're
right. You know how you can have all the different colors, you can do all the extra
But they're
stuff.
All analog usually. So,
but this could be the new thing.
This could be the new thing. This could be a digital
Think about this. Here's a quick note to leave you with. Think about the new Moto X phone, how they're making it. You're able to completely design the phone on a website how you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Their next move is going to be watch. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to design that watch the way you want it to look. And that will probably sell because not only is it a cool new device, but you can make it look cool and
what you want
it to look, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Motorola will come up with something else, like a Moto watch or something.
It's coming, I can promise you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Mark, so thank you for being in the show. And so say hi to Mike for us there, okay?
We will. He said say hi to you and to all the other bears out there.
Okay. So thanks, Mark. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Mark.
Bye. Have a great night.
You too. Okay, thanks, Mark, for the call. And so he is really not into it now. He'll get it later.
Right. Can't do that first-gen stuff.
First-gen stuff? So, okay.
Fifth-gen. Maybe.
Fifth gen,
maybe gin and tonic. You know, I'll work with it there. But
Okay. All right. Our next call is with our friend Devin from Chicago.
Woo-hoo. The Chaser Geek.
Hello.
Well, hello, Devin.
How's it going?
Great.
It's going pretty good. How's it going with you?
We're
not live right now, are we?
Yes, we are live.
Oh, my God.
We're very live.
It's a podcast. Something's live.
Everybody can hear you. No, it's recording now. But yeah, we called you. We wanted to call you because we wanted to know how about the Samsung Galaxy Gear, because that's our article for today. And what do you think of the Samsung Galaxy Gear?
Well, it's funny because when you asked me about this, I didn't even read the article, but just on my own, I went into the AT&T store the other day to check it out because I knew it had just come out in stores like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And it was kind of dumb the way they had it set up because you couldn't actually test it out because it was like chained to the desk because you couldn't really like put it on your wrist and everything. But they had a Samsung rep there and I talked to him. And he let me wear his and everything. And I have to say it was not as big and gigantic clunky as people are making it out to be.
Wow, okay.
But you like big and clunky.
Well, that's true. I always tell people that Jay likes his watches like how I like my men.
Thick. They're thick.
But not in that way.
But,
but anyways, I digress. The watch, though. Nice.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
I know.
Not in that way. The watch, though, it's pretty cool. It's got a camera on the front, which is pretty neat. In just like the few seconds I played with it, it was pretty cool. But I was reading some other people's reviews of it, and they said the big downfall of it is that the like kind of the killer app for the smartwatch is really notification handling and doing things so you don't have to take your smartphone out of your pocket, right?
Yeah.
Well, the problem with this is that only for like very few applications does it actually have good handling of notifications. So like SMSs in the default mail app, it works pretty well, but your Gmail or your other stuff like Facebook notifications, you would get like a notification on your watch. It says, hey, you got a notification from Facebook, and then you touch it on the watch and be like, oh, open it up on your phone. But it doesn't tell you what the notification is, so it's kind of useless.
Oh, it is useless. Okay, so You played with one already, and it's how much was it? Did you see how much was it?
It's like $300 right now.
Oh my god!
And it's funny because I was in the AT&T store, and the woman's like, "Oh, I sold like two of them last week," and I'm like, "Oh, that's funny because the T-Mobile store, which is like right down the block, is selling it for like $210 with a coupon right now."
Oh, that's why he's missing out. Okay, so how about you personally? Let's talk about you having to buy this. Would you get one of these?
I can't right now anyways because right now it's only compatible with the Galaxy Note 3, which just came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be compatible with, I think, the Note 2 and the Galaxy S4 later when they release the next version of Android for them. Mm-hmm. Because they use like kind of a lower powered like Bluetooth 4.0 spec, which is not currently supported on these versions. So right now it's only compatible with one tablet.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's kind of a non-starter right now.
Yeah, but if ever one becomes available to you, is it something appealing to you, this kind of technology on your wrist and having it connected to your phone?
Yeah, I mean, if they worked out some of the kinks, I would consider one. I mean, I was also looking at the Pebble, which is kind of one of the competitors. It was like a big Kickstarter darling. That's only $150, and you can just walk into Best Buy and get one for $150. And that has like all kinds of developer support, and you know, you can integrate with all kinds of cool stuff. Like, it's a little more full feature on Android though, because iOS is like very restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an Android device, you can do all kinds of cool stuff with the watch. You can integrate with Tasker and have it launch things on your phone by hitting buttons on the watch. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Can you take a call on it, like a phone call, without having to take the phone out your pocket? Will it Bluetooth in?
Supposedly,
so
right.
Like, talk to your wrist?
Yeah, on the Galaxy Gear, there's a speaker and a microphone on it. So if you get a call, you can actually answer it, and like there's a speaker that comes out of like the bottom of the wrist part.
Mm-hmm.
So you can talk on it like a speakerphone, or I guess put the, you know, wristband up your ear.
But, I mean, you can, that's bad. Putting
but,
a wristband.
I mean, you can't do that whole Dick Tracy, you know, talking into the watch thing. But, I think the big obstacle to that, though, is going to be people think it sounds kind of cool, but no one's going to want to be seen talking into their watch. And
yeah,
it
is.
Well, I don't know.
Goofy.
You see people walking around all the time just talking to themselves, and you hope that they got an earbud in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those are crazy people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them out there.
It really reminds me of the Knight Rider days. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
They came out with a really cool commercial.
Oh, yeah.
For the Galaxy that shows, like, all the people with their, you know, sci-fi futuristic watches throughout time.
And here
but
it comes.
Everyone's saying, yeah, the commercial is really cool, but the product itself, not so much. Yet.
Yeah. Maybe second gen. What do you think?
They're already talking about the second gen one coming out, like, early part of 2014.
Oh, really? Okay. Looking forward to that.
So, I think a lot of people are saying it's just, like, they just wanted to be first.
Yes.
At any cost, and they just kind of pushed it out.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think Apple's iWatch is going to be like when it comes out? Because they're already hyping it already, and the company hadn't really said anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't think that it would have to do a ton. I mean, I think where Apple has succeeded in the past, right? A lot of times they're not the very first to do something. They're just the first ones to do it in a very approachable way to a lot of people and in a very elegant way. And it may not do like the most things, but the things that it does do, it does really well. And
I'm sure it's going to do well. They may not be the first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm guessing the iWatch is just going to be like killer for integrating with the iPhone in terms of notifications.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing people will be able to easily integrate their like iPhone apps with, you know, the way notifications get sent to the watch and whatnot.
Yep.
You know, and just like control your music and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's going to be a more simple affair and not have like cameras and, you know, speaking into it like a phone.
Cameras on your watch.
Well, you know, they keep talking about all the flex screens that they're coming out with. That's plastic. That's flexible. And the LED stuff that you can do with them. But
yep.
I keep waiting for the phone that will fit right here. Under your wrist. The same. I mean, if it's the same size as the iPhone on my wrist, it'd be just right.
Mm-hmm.
So all you can do is.
Oh, it is.
Like on Battlestar Galactica, remember the wrist things they had? And it's the same thing. It's,
that would be cool.
Hey, what's up?
But if he's talking about not on top of your wrist, but on the bottom.
Well, I mean,
part.
I'd put it on the bottom because I beat the hell out of stuff. That's
you,
why
you
I don't
can
wear
gay
watches.
It up. You can do the, you know, the gay hand.
Well, I could
like
have
that.
My
Hello.
Like my, I could have like my bedazzled. Wristband for
okay.
You know, a leather, you know, to be on watch
with Ray them. Is fantasizing about leather, so. Leather phones. Okay, Devin. So thank you for your what do you call this review of the Samsung Galaxy Gear. That'd be awesome.
Okay, no problem. Good hearing from you guys.
You too.
Good from you too.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks. Hi, Jay.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. We'll do. Bye.
Anyway, bye. Thank you, Devin, for the call. It's good to hear you. It's good to hear you. Say hi to.
Jay
also, so he would get one, right? He would get one if it's probably same thing as Mark.
That's over $1,000. That's too much for me.
Yeah,
for phone and the watch. And
but you know, Mark really had a good point also that you know you'll be shelling out $1,000 just to get these devices in your pockets and your wrists. So,
yeah,
I don't know. How about you, Ray? Of course, you know, you have the money and everything. Would you get one of these for yourself?
If I had unlimited funds, I'd get everything I ever wanted. But if I had the money, maybe. If I had the money to blow,
yeah. I don't know. Me, I'm not interested in it, really, because
You know, I mean, it'd be fun for just to have it, because hey, I got one.
Yeah.
But it's more of a thing. I keep my phone laying on my desk at work, so I see all the notifications pop up anyhow. You know.
What do you think of the growler? Ooh, look at that growler.
Wristband. I don't have a growler. I'm a married man.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Facebook. How about Facebook? Facebook messages.
I get all that stuff on the face of my phone. I'm laying
exactly,
it there,
right?
So.
Because I don't want people, you know, seeing what is going on in my watch, like watching porn or whatever. I don't know. Well, it's not appealing to me also to talk in your wrist also. Although yeah. It's kind of cool on TV, but not.
Like I said earlier, I'm waiting for the band thing like they show.
You want it on the bottom.
Yeah. On like the band, so you can put it up here and you're like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Hi.
Hi. It's under your wrist.
How
like
you
that.
Doing?
How you doing? Yeah, doing the, it's kind of weird if it's below the wrist. Well, anyway, so thank you, Mark and Devin, for the call. Let's go on with the bizarre, Ray.
Okay, this week's bizarre. Oh, Lord, what are those Arabians up to next?
Arabians? That's not Arabian.
They over there in the Middle East.
There you go.
Kuwait gayometer, clinical screenings to detect and ban homosexuals from entry.
Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, here we go. Route clinical screenings may be used to detect homosexuals and bar them from entering Kuwait and other Gulf member states, according to a top Kuwaiti official. The Central Committee tasked with the status of expatriates is set to do their proposal on November the 11th. Health centers conduct the route medical check to assess the health of the expatriates when they come to the GC countries. Yosef Minkadar, the director of public health at the Kuwait Health Ministry, stressed. However, we will take stricter measures that will help us detect gays who will then be barred from entering Kuwait or any of the GC member states, he added, quoted by a local daily Al Arab. He did not indicate what measures or how physically intrusive these might be. So my question, do you go in and they ram something up your butt and you go, ooh, you're gay?
Oh, that's right. It's the detector. They put it in the butt. If they enjoyed it, you're gay.
That's right.
That's their detector. So, okay. But if you're like, oh, no, I don't like it. No, don't. You're straight.
Straight. Homosexual acts are banned in the country and the prison term for them can be up to 10 years if the people involved are under the age of 21. In 2010, Kuwait banned the screening of a controversial Egyptian film saying that it promoted a culture of debauchery, GulfNews.com reported. The movie was made in 2009 and addressed lifestyle centering on drug abuse by young people and lesbianism, a taboo subject in Arab cinema and society. Because
mm-hmm.
They had to take their burqas off to do the munch.
That's right, if they were going to make
it's
out.
Like, take the burqa off, lift the munch, burqa back on. So. The member of the censorship board said that some of the scenes were too hot and that the lesbianism theme was too bold.
Oh,
the member stressed that the scenario was very weak and failed to address the controversial issues properly. The situation doesn't differ much in other Arab states in the region. Bahrain, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates.
Arab.
5 countries actually mete out death penalty to gay people. Iran, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Yemen, and Mauritania. Is that how you say it? I don't even know where the hell country that is.
Mauritania.
Never heard of it.
In Bahrain,
lawmakers pushed for a crackdown on homosexuals, including the adoption of tougher immigration issues and deportations.
Wow.
2 years ago, Bahrain arrested 127 people, mainly gays from the Gulf countries, for holding a deprived and decadent party. The participants, most of them 18 to 30 years old, hired a sports hall and hid a conservative village in the north of Bahrain and organized a fee-paying party that brought together gay men from the Arabian Gulf countries.
Okay.
Sounds like a bear run to me.
It's like a bear run, actually. So they want this probably in airports or borders or whatever going in.
I think they're looking for people that's coming into the country, like expatriates.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm going over there to work or live or something, if I'm gay, they don't want me in the country.
So they're not going to arrest you right there, right? If you go they'll just detain you.
They're banning you from coming into the country.
Wow.
So
I know some people who would really just go off the charts just going in, just walking through that detector. My God.
Can you imagine if Gino walked through that gay detector?
Or Dave.
So does that mean he won't be able to get off the plane if he has to fly to the Emirates?
That's right. He can't. Just
Dave, let us know.
Yeah. He should be.
Oh, that's right. He's not working right now. The government shut down. So.
Oh, that's right. So, okay. I don't think I should be. I kind of suggested it's going to be in the bizarre because it's really bizarre. This is also stupid. What can I say? Either or, they're both gay and bizarre. So we kind of switched them up.
They got a gay detector.
Yeah, the gated. Yeah.
Well, they can start doing start playing Judy Garland music during, when everybody gets off the plane, and the people that start dancing to it, they're gay.
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough.
They started doing some Bollywood dances
at the airport. Just start playing show tunes at the airport. It's country, and whoever's walking around singing to them, that's male. You know, they're gay.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe people. I mean, what are they looking for? They're playing with Dave's nipples. So. How are they going to detect it? I mean, they just say it's the detector.
Maybe it's the gay gene. Maybe they're looking for the gay gene. They're going to detect the gay gene.
God, I've yet to see this. Yeah. Is this the Onion? I feel like this is the Onion. But no, it's not. It's somewhere else. Okay, yeah. So I guess that's our show. Oh my God, this is just such a crazy articles that we have. Okay, so again, I would like to do a shout out to my friend David. Hope you get well soon, and I'll see you soon, very soon. And who else? Oh, Edgar, I met him last weekend at the party at Paul and Young. So we watched the Texans versus the. Oh my God, that was a horrible game last weekend. Like 34-0, 34-3, something like that. It was really pathetic. Why are we still watching this? People were saying.
Exactly.
Oh my God, it was really horrible. So many turnovers and so many interceptions. It was not the Texans game.
All those tight ends were not receiving like they should have been.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And so I met Edgar there. And shout out. Okay. How about you, Ray?
Shout out to Pokey, who's been sick all week. She's getting better.
Aww.
Gotta love the dog. Put the love out for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to email questions or call in for my mom to leave.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Questions for her for her big surprise interview.
Yes, you can send your questions or email us about this show at show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can send emails to questions too. What's the phone number?
You can call and leave a voice message, leave the voicemail on the questions form at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, and leave your, voice messages, questions to your mom.
Question about mom, question about the show, anything else you find funny. Mm-hmm. We'll usually play them on the show.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank David and Mark again for giving us our geek insight on the Samsung Galaxy Gear.
You got the Bear and the Chaser view.
That's right, the Bear and the Chaser view. That's good. Okay, so subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and the Roku Player. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. We'll put the links on the website of everything we talked about here on the official website, bearpodcast.com. So thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
My headphones. I feel so groovy. That's why I was asking you, when are you going to Voodoo Fest? Are you going on Thursday night or are you going Friday night?
Friday afternoon.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you recording that?